This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The scandal of how the gift of life is made casual is at the heart of the pro-life movement. The woman who shocked the world with an effigy of President Trump that would have made ISIS proud created her injustice on Tuesday. Despite an apology, Kathy Griffin was fired on Wednesday from her annual rank comedy gig on CNN. The closure of three more abortion clinics continues a record trend of Planned Parenthood closures. Clinic closures east of San Francisco bring the count to 16 that have closed this year. Though California law makes survival easy for abortion providers, pro-life advocates say people are catching on to the problems with abortion. And another doctor is complaining that his patients are denied coverage for care, but offered medical insurance assistance for suicide. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Good news for the British couple and their child being denied extraordinary care. While it's true hospitals cannot be compelled to offer extraordinary care to every child, this hospital in court blocked the parents whose social media efforts raised sufficient funds to treat their child in America. Now the British High Court has stopped medical actions that would have ended the child's life last night. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.